This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. So there are many names that come to mind when you say Atlanta, like Jermaine Dupri, who's been called the unofficial mayor of the ATL, or actor Donald Glover, or even Monica Kaufman, who ruled the TV news airwaves in Atlanta for many years. But there is perhaps just one voice that's synonymous with the city, especially for hip-hop and R&B fans.
People Station V103, the ATL's number one for hip hop and R&B. It is the home of the Ryan Kevin Morning Show with Wanda Smith.
That laugh, that is the voice of Ryan Cameron. You hear it now. Born and bred in Atlanta, Ryan has enjoyed a long career in radio, hosting mornings on the People Station, V103. He was inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame back in 2014. But recently, Ryan said goodbye to radio to embark on a new chapter in his life. And this football season, when you hit up a Falcons game, you will hear that familiar voice of Ryan Cameron, who will serve as the game day announcer for the Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Ryan joins us now in a very familiar place. It is our radio studio.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
It is such an honor to have you here.
Thanks. This is nice. I feel, I kind of miss this.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. Admit it. You really miss getting up in the wee hours of the morning.
No. Let's not get carried away. Wait, I said I miss this. You know, the headphones, the traditional, the V6s. Getting up. Knock it off.
Who said anything about that?
No, I'm not doing that.
So what made Atlanta such a special place for you to do radio?
I think it's because being a native, actually, kind of all the stuff that happened in Atlanta kind of started with, like, hip-hop. And back in the day when I was at V the first time, like, we had a show called The Fresh Party. I was actually on 6 days a week. So anything that was, like, up-tempo, it was me. And then, you know, being able to be a native son and get on the biggest radio station, that was huge.
Yeah, that was definitely huge. So you are a self-described fanatic when it comes to Atlanta sports. Obviously, this is your home turf.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past 14 years, you've been the voice of at the Hawks games.
That's right.
Now, what are you hoping to bring to the Atlanta Falcons games this season?
Well, you know, for me, it was because I think that they allowed the public address announcer to become more of a hometown person. You know, before it was very, very neutral. You know, no matter what was going on, they kept it neutral. And I think the NFL has kind of loosened that up a bit. And so I'm glad to be a part of it because I am the number one Falcons fan and the number one Saints hater all at the same time. So week three, when the Saints come to town, I don't care if Drew Brees throws for 6,000 yards. I'm going to make it sound like he threw for six.
Now, I read that you actually tried your hand at stand-up comedy as you were...
Not tried.
You did it.
I was good.
Anybody still got your grandparents still alive? You appreciate them. Anybody got your grandparents still alive? When they get old, they don't care about nothing no more but being alive, right? They don't need no heat, no air. Went on my grandmama's house 115 degrees. The devil sitting on the front porch talking about, boy, tell your grandmama to turn the air on.
All right. First of all, that is so true.
And still.
I remember that about my grandparents.
Yeah, and still.
Yeah, and still. And
Silly
still.
Fan had one blade. I'm going to fix it.
Right, right. Yeah. So is there a chance that we could actually see some more comedy from you?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, I've thought about it. I went to L.A., and Chris Tucker was like, man, come out here. And you should be, he's like, man, come out here, man. I'm making a lot of money. It's going to be huge. He just did Money Talks. And he said, come out here and hang out. And I was making, this is funny now, I was making 21.5 as a nighttime jock at V. And I was like, I can't take the risk. Little did I know he'd be making $25 million a move. Not saying I was going to be Chris Tucker, but, you know, I was started out at the Comedy Act Theater. I was the waiter and the opening act. So I'll be like, hey, do you need a drink? And they'd be like, yeah. I'm like, okay, let me tell these jokes first, and I'll be over there. So, you know, that's kind of how I started.
My name is Ryan Cameron. Peace, I'm out.
What about radio? You think you'll ever come back?
You know, I can say never say never. And there's a lot of things that are happening that I would like to talk about, but radio's changed so much because now you'll take a clip from somebody that'll be an opinion. And somebody will flip that, and the next thing you know, that person is either suspended or they're fired. You know, it's like death by soundbite.
Yeah, yeah. And we're in such a divisive time right now, politically, mm-hmm. Racially. And, you know, you as an African-American man, mm-hmm. do you have something to say, perhaps?
Most definitely. I think a lot of people are confusing the fact that as an African-American male, we're kind of like focusing on the young people. But every time I get in my car, like this is funny. I left the house the other day. I still go to the gym at 4:15. I still wake up at the same time. So I go to the gym and I come back home. I forgot my license. Mm-hmm. And I was late for the gym because I was not going to leave without having my license, because I said, this will be the one day that I'll get pulled over and not have a license. And it'll, I mean, for me to be as old as I am, to still have that kind of fear in my mind just goes to show you where we are right now. I should be able to say, yeah, I live right down the street, blah, 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 blah. But I cannot leave without knowing that I had everything covered. And that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know.
So you are a philanthropist as well.
I consider myself a give-backerer.
Yeah, a give-backerer, yeah, through the Ryan Cameron Foundation. Talk a little bit about your foundation and the things that you've done.
We have a leadership academy, and what's funny is, like, we're going into our ninth year of an anti-violence, anti-bullying thing that I do with the Ray Kroc Center, where we've been talking about the sex trafficking things and all these things that are happening to our young people right now for many, many years. And, you know, also we have a community garden over on my old neighborhood in Bankhead with 10 community beds, which is a good thing because there are food deserts that are right there where you can go in and get a huge bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos and a liter of soda for $2, but you can't find an apple. And so you're starting to fulfill the destiny of bad health habits, obesity, high blood pressure with children. But because there's no other choices, they think that's a good idea that they only spent $2 to get all this bad food. So we're trying to educate as well as to show them how to grow their own stuff. We have a partnership with an elementary school. The good thing is we have lots of vegetables. The bad thing is people keep taking them.
Oh, they're coming to the...
Somebody's grandmama has got the best blueberries on Bankhead, but... You know, no good deed goes unpunished.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, goodness. Before you go, you have to give us your predictions about the Falcons. Are we going to see them?
We're going
Super
all
Bowl?
The way.
Super Bowl?
It's finally our season. And I think that everybody should be a part of it and come on out and participate. And, you know, you never know. I may, you know, transfer some of my Hawks calls to football, because if Matt Bryan kicks a field goal, it might be Matt Bryan for three. He's still 3 points, right? Still 3 points.
All right. Ryan Cameron is a Georgia Radio Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's also the PA announcer for the Atlanta Hawks and soon will start as the in-stadium announcer for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
This is GPB Atlanta.